Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Hi, Eric. I'm doing great.
I'm really
doing great. And I so want to say something about what we talked about earlier, that you're trying to hide.
No, well, yeah. Well, it's not so much I'm trying to hide it per se, but it's kind of an interesting thing that I've thought a lot about over the past. It's probably been one of my biggest, I don't want to say struggle, although struggle would be accurate. But I think in a way, I'll just say today's my birthday. And it's
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And it's, I don't think I've ever done a show on my birthday before.
Yeah.
Not that it's a big deal or anything. But I think it's, you know, holidays, and I know that when we get close to holidays, and even sometimes when we're not, we bring it up as a show topic. And you know, it's something that I've put a lot of thought into, and I think it's something that's kind of been at the forefront, like I said, over the last few years of, when you read the books and you kind of immerse yourself and, you know, you try to come from a place of authenticity and so on. Holidays has been something that's caused one of the biggest stumbling blocks for me for just being at peace and being cool with how I am and how I want to be and how I want to be more of, and then how the rest of the world operates in a way. And I don't mean to sound pessimistic at all. I'm really trying to avoid some of the languages or the cues on that. I think part of when you first get into the whole idea of spirituality or conscious living or working on yourself and or pulling yourself out of bad habits and bad beliefs. Well, I shouldn't say bad, but beliefs are things that where there are other beliefs that would serve you better. I think a lot of the motivation for me when I first started was like this kind of anger towards the world, the anger towards being lied to, anger towards feeling like I'm mistreated or things like this. And then you're like, oh my goodness, there's such a better way. And now I'm going to, you know, learn everything I can about it and I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. And what makes you different from all the things that you see was a great motivation. And it's kind of these stages that you go through, at least that I did. And it's kind of been echoed by others who, you know, I speak to about this. And I know that you've had sometimes we talk about similar progressions through stages where you go from that motivation stage to the stage of trying to be like, oh my God, this is so amazing. This is helping me so much. And then you try to drag everybody else in your life into it. And usually through like, you know, forceful dialogue and, you know, pointing out where they're wrong and pointing out how you've seen the light and all these kind of things. And, you know, and after you struggle with that, hopefully not for too long, hopefully it's just a couple of years struggle.
Oh, yes, the preachy stage.
And after it, you just like, and when nobody kind of, well, I would say nobody, but, you know, you start to realize that all you're doing is just pissing yourself off further and you're alienating yourself and you're actually losing the connections you're hoping to improve. And it's horribly, horrendously ironic, you know, if you can get to the point where you can look at it and just laugh at the whole thing. Just everything and the way that we are and the way that we're brought up and, my God, the way that we want to help sometimes and realizing it's selfish and realizing all these things. And then so you go back to work and you go back into the books and you go back into it and you're like, how can I stop pissing myself off feeling great? And, you know, I think part of it comes down to, and I think it's just this long-winded way of saying, you know, I still think I struggle with holidays because for me, what I see on birthdays and stuff like that, and I mean, if you're, you know, I don't know, under 140 years old, you know, on Facebook, you know, everybody messages you and, you know, happy birthday. They spam your page and all these things, and you get all these texts and calls and all these kind of things because it's this particular day that's, you know, your birthday that we've all kind of agreed that we will celebrate. You know, the other 364 you know, you're on your own for getting people's authentic attention. But on this day, you can get their, you know, reminded attention. And we all just kind of agree to play this game where if it's somebody's birthday, you send them a message, or you make a note of it. And I struggle with that inauthenticity. And it's the same thing, whether it be for my birthday or whether it be for things like Christmas or things like this. Like, Christmas is this amazing time, and people are like, oh my God, I love Christmas. And then my, you know, perhaps because I've thought about some of these things, it's like, well, you know, that's awesome that you love Christmas, but you realize that it's just make believe, right? Like, you realize that, you know, you can have Christmas every day if you want it. I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. It's Christmas comes once a year. And it's like, well, says who? You know, like, when did you decide that you can only have these feelings, you know, in the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas? Who says you can only have the feelings of, like, having this anticipation of giving gifts, if that's how you're going to show your love, or you're going to have all your family come together, you know, because it's Christmas, or whatever religious holiday that you celebrate, or that's like the pinnacle of the calendar year for you. And it's like, it's all just make believe. It's just all the adults playing make believe with each other and deciding that today is going to be special, or 12 days from now is going to be special, but 42 days from now it's not special. And the whole idea of being special and not special, and the side effects that that has in our psyche, and how we relate to one another, and how we relate to ourselves, and how we want to get things from the world and use the world to feel special until you don't. And I don't think that I've found the right balance just yet. So there's my 7 minute diatribe to open the show. Thank you for saying happy birthday.
Now, are you being authentic about that?
I'm being authentic in a way to amplify the end of the point.
There's a lot of parts of what you said that I agree with. I do love Christmas, but here's the thing. I think the biggest thing for me is the pressure that people put on themselves to make it the perfect holiday, the perfect birthday, the perfect Valentine's Day, and the expectations that others have about it being the perfect holiday, the perfect birthday, the perfect Valentine's Day. I think there's a way to celebrate the life of someone that you're grateful to have in your life, right? Which is how I feel about you. Mm. Without the expectation, without the pressure to do it in a specific way. In other words, I can just say to you, you know what, happy birthday. I'm so grateful that you were born and that you're in my life. I don't need to have balloons and flowers and cards and in order to express to you, you know, how happy I am that you were born, right? And I think that's where the shift happens, is that letting go. It's like, yeah, it's okay to do these holidays, but let go of the expectation, let go of the judgment, let go of the pressure that we put on ourselves and others for that holiday to be this pre-designed, you know, experience or event with, you know, 10 or 20 things that must happen in a certain way. I think when we start to drop that, then it becomes easier to just enjoy the holiday as it is. You get time off work. It is, you know, there's certain parts of it, like Christmas, for instance. I agree with you. Why can't you have that feeling of Christmas every day of the year? You can. But you get time off at Christmas, and you tend to get together with family that, you know, you get together with all the time. But it's a little more relaxed, a little more, I don't know. Like, we don't have a lot of expectation for holidays in our family. I think we used to, but we don't now. And I think it makes it a lot nicer. And I think it, and birthdays. Like, birthdays are pretty special around here because we celebrate the person. It's kind of that day to really be about them. And I think that's okay. So kind of where I come from on that. But I think you're right. You sort of work your way through it. It's like the stages of, I call it the stages of spirituality, but it's there is definitely a pattern of what you go through when you start this journey and you start moving through it. You do get very excited about what, you know, what you're learning and how you're changing your life and how good it feels. And then there is that sort of ego-driven need to be preachy about it and to tell everyone you know, and you know there's no better way than this, and then you move into there's all sorts of different things you move through, and celebrating holidays is one, and identity and what you make of it is another, and I think eventually it's all okay, because you come into this lovely place of acceptance and it's just there. It's kind of like, I'm having this human experience. I agreed to play the game. It's just, what perspective do I play it from? Do I play it from that place of, you know, judgment and criticism and expectation and need and desire and blah, blah, blah? Or do I play it from that place of just being in the moment and whatever it is, whether it's, you know, the grand holiday or just a quiet, you know, moving through of it. So, I think it's very much about where you're at inside and how you experience it on the outside.
Yeah, and I can definitely see the love, you know, trying to be expressed in the things that you say with around birthday. And I definitely acknowledge those things. I think also in my thinking around how to better accept these times in our calendar, not only am I looking for ways to kind of like square the circle in a way of like how do I truly just fully let go into the moment of Christmas or birthday or holiday, Valentine's, whatever it is. How can I play along, right? And I like that you bring up the idea of, you know, we've come here and we've agreed to play the game. I think that's a really great perspective to have in your toolbox too. You know, when things aren't exactly as you'd like them to be, or perhaps society isn't as far along as we'd like it to be in some of our idealistic ideas of how maybe to better organize ourselves, or how, you know, all the humans on this planet are going to get along and move from the stage of infancy and getting along with one another and fighting with one another to, you know, hopefully a more peaceful future, not only, you know, geopolitically, but individually. And so sometimes we have that frustration, but it is also important, like you said, to remember to know that we agree to come down here. And I think it's a very useful perspective, you know, however you believe in spirituality or religion or anything like this, about, you know, how we got this life. I mean, we're all just perplexed at how we control this meat suit that we're stuck inside, you know, for however long we get to be stuck inside it. And it is a useful perspective to think that we chose to come down here or up here or to play in this sandbox with each other at this time, and this is where we're at, and it helps relieve a lot of anxiety for sure. I think, but more getting to my point of ideas I had, so I'm trying to create new ideas about how can I better feel about this day or days like it, and I feel like on a birthday, I think one of the things that I could do to feel better would be to, like, actively go out and kind of reverse the attention. I think that's maybe some of my issue too. I'd love to, like, just give my attention outwards. Like, you know, when people say, oh, it's a day to celebrate your birthday. I think, you know, as the birthday person, it's a lovely thing to celebrate the people in your life. You know, I feel like it should be almost be the other way around. Like I should buy the cake and bring it everywhere I go and give a piece to everybody. And be like you make my life awesome today and every day. And you, you know, over here, you contribute to my life so much, and I'm so glad to have been in this sandbox for another year playing with you. It's been really, really pleasant, and I appreciate, you know, you, and I love all the ways in which we connect. And I think that, you know, that feels more kind of organic to me. It feels more active. Perhaps some of my issue is the passivity with the calendar rolling around, and now it's your turn.
Yeah, I think it can be both ways,
mm-hmm.
you know? I I don't see why it couldn't be, but I like the idea. I think that's really cool. I like carrot cake, by the way. Just in case you pop up.
just in case I act on that inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, it's really interesting because my birthday is actually next week. So this is putting a lot of different thoughts into my head about I've always really been big on celebrating my birthday. I don't know why. But I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the environment that you grew up in and what the experience was when you were younger, right? I know there's a lot of people whose experience of Christmas has always been horrible. And so why would you want to celebrate a holiday where your experience has always been horrible? Of course you're going to expect horrible again. We just recently watched the Friends series over again, and it was really interesting because Chandler always hated Thanksgiving because something terrible happened to him on Thanksgiving. I can't remember what, but I think his father, something to do with his father. But he never wanted to celebrate Thanksgiving ever after that because of the negative connotations that it had for him. But I think you can make it whatever you want it to be. And I think that's what I'm getting at when I say no expectations of any specific holiday having to be, you know, the way that society deems it should be. Like, you know, Christmas, you always have turkey, or you get together with your family, or you do this, you do that, you do the other thing. You know, Thanksgiving, same thing. You got to have the pumpkin pie, whatever. Or on your birthday, people have to wish you a happy birthday and send you cards and flowers and make you a cake. Why can't it be that you make a cake and share it with people? I don't think it's so much about how you acknowledge it, but that it's acknowledged, yes or no. I don't even think that even matters. I think it's such a personal choice. And I think that, you know, however we want to do it or not do it, we should all be okay with that. I think it's about acceptance, really. You know, I think they can go way too politically correct on the holiday thing as well. It's just about being. It's just about being. And whatever feels good to you to do, whatever comes from that loving presence, then I think that's what you should do. You know, I mean, if someone from their loving presence wants to wish you a happy birthday, then that's what they should do. If you want to make a cake and share it with your friends on your birthday, then that's what you should do. I don't think there should be, like, the whole Christmas thing and how they, you know, in the stores, it's a big thing now about you must say happy holidays, you can't say Merry Christmas. I've never really thought that should be such a big deal. Like, I've always thought that we should say whatever it is we celebrate. Like, if I celebrate Christmas, I should say Merry Christmas. And if you celebrate Hanukkah, then you can say back to me Happy Hanukkah, because that's your holiday, that's your celebration, and that's what means a lot to you. And why can't we be okay with that, right? Whatever the holiday is.
Yeah.
But again, it all comes down to acceptance and taking out judgment and expectation and just doing what feels right.
Yeah, I think that's great advice for, you know, that's steadfast, excellent advice. You know, just whatever springs out of loving presence is perfectly all right. And if it is other people's loving presence to say certain things, and it doesn't even matter whether it's a birthday or any time of year, you know, if a person is just acting out of their loving presence and doing something, and you happen to be caught into the energy of it, or, you know, or that energy is directed at you, you know, hopefully we can remind ourselves to have enough grace to allow the other to just operate from their loving presence. And, you know, maybe it is a selfish instinct I'm having a hard time letting go. You know, as you shine light on it, and for sure, you know, I could probably use more grace in this area of life where perhaps I have many triggers. In other areas of life, you know, I maybe don't have the triggers, or I've worked through other things, and I'm very good at allowing other people to operate from their loving presence, however it may manifest itself. But I think that's really helpful. That's really helpful for me in this situation, and maybe for others in other situations. You know, let's look towards grace in allowing others to be, you know, like you say, when we wish them, let's say, a happy Christmas or a Merry Christmas, and they wish a happy Hanukkah or whenever it comes back. You know, too often we look for the differences and being like, oh, well, why would you say that to me? Because I don't celebrate. It's not about me. You know, it's about the other.
Yeah. And really, in the end, it's about, you know, that love and peace that the holiday represents. I mean, you could wish people that every day of your life. You know what I mean? I mean, Peter and I say to each other all the time, tell each other we love each other every day. And we don't need Valentine's Day, but we celebrate it in some form or another. But there's no big expectation of, you know, he must take me out for dinner and he must buy me flowers and he must do this and he must do that. It's just an acknowledgement of what we do every day anyway. But it's a little more special because, you know, we don't go out to dinner a lot or whatever. So if we decide to go out for dinner, well, we don't usually go on Valentine's Day. It's too much hassle. But you know what I'm saying. Like, if he chooses to make a nice dinner for me at home on Valentine's Day, it's just a little extra acknowledgement of what we already feel for each other and feel within ourselves and what we normally share with each other every day. But we're just giving it a little extra celebration, you know, on Valentine's Day. So it is all perspective. It really is. And I think it's really just about accepting. And you can say these words back to me anytime in the future when I'm in my spot of not being.
Absolutely. No, I know. I know. That's the beauty of this whole thing. Is that sometimes it's so funny because you know the answers, but in some places sometimes you're stuck applying them to yourself. And I think like a conversation like this is so beautiful and so wonderful, and I'm so glad that we had it on air because it kind of shows not only the words and the ideas that we shared with one another, but also the knowing that, you know, sometimes we just need to hear what we already know. And to see it happen can be a real help in creating just, you know, a loving, accepting space between two people, and how healing and helpful that can be.
And see, that's why I'm grateful that you were born, and that's why I want to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you, and I accept it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But now that we've used up the whole show about my birthday, how wonderful.
But see, it wasn't really about your birthday,
that's
was
true.
It?
You're right. It'd be great if we could finish off with a meditation and send ourselves off into our day.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And as you breathe deeply into yourself, take yourself to that place where you feel love and peace, joy, beauty, wisdom, and you feel that acceptance of everything around you, just as it is. What the person next to you says, what the person across from you does, how someone reacts to you, whether they wish you a happy birthday or don't wish you a happy birthday on your day. How do you feel inside yourself? Can you feel the acceptance? Can you let go of the judgment and the expectation of what it should or shouldn't be? allow yourself to move into that place where loving presence guides the way, allowing you to be and to act and to speak through that loving presence, and to accept and receive also through the loving presence. Feel it within you and know that when you are totally connected and acknowledging of this loving presence or source, that part of you that is your true nature, that which you are, that everything you say and do will be perfect in every way, because it is said and done with loving intentions. It is accepted with grace and love and absolute surrender to what is. Breathe deeply into this now. And celebrate the depth of that which you are. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
Thank you, Bettina.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the conversation today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It was great.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. And hope you have a great one. We'll see you next.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.